Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And a fantastic Monday night. It's night three of the Cabot Holiday Tournament, and we've got the Liberty Eagles and the Mansfield Lions getting you up to date with what's happened while we've been gone. What a game earlier. Bunker defeats Norwood 54-37. It was a fantastic
That score doesn't dictate what the ball game that we just watched.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a basketball player, if you're a basketball fan, this is the atmosphere that you want to be in here tonight. Because, I mean, it was loud and it got hot in this gym.
And we got a good crowd on hand for the nightcap game with the Liberty Eagles and the Mansfield Lions. So, Bunker advances to the championship game tomorrow night at 6:30. Norwood will play at 5 for third place. Who will their opponents be? That's fixing to be decided. Liberty, the 2 seed. Mansfield, the 3 seed. And, I kind of thought Mansfield has looked the best of everyone overall.
Yeah. Mansfield has played the best ball up here.
They're averaging 95
in this tournament?
And giving up 58.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, as far as ball that's been played in this tournament, Mansfield has looked the best, the most dominant.
Yes.
I mean, they're big. They're going to match up really well with the Liberty Eagles here tonight, but they can flat run the floor, too.
Well, it's kind of like, well, what do you want to do?
Yeah,
you
I mean, run they can or? Play. They can play slower. They can play faster. And they can put some points on the board.
Well, Liberty, I think, needs to. We don't need to try and run up and down the floor.
I don't think so. I think you take really good shots. You rebound twice as hard as any game that you've played.
Yeah.
And kind of see,
put your big boy pants on.
Yeah. I mean, you're playing a team that's 9-0, state ranked. They were number 7?
Five.
Number 5.
Well, starting, here's the starters. We've got for Mansfield, Jace Hedrick, Malachi Usri, Haven Proaks, Fisher Crony, and Kellen Campbell. Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells. Yeah, you need to put your big boy pants on tonight if you're Liberty, because this is this big time high school basketball right here, and this could go a long way. Now, Liberty's got the athleticism. They've got, they've got the size and all that. Liberty's played 7 games. Mansfield's played 9. And so Liberty's still kind of trying to get into that basketball shape. It's going to be controlled by Liberty. Parker Toon looks to drive in. There's the double team. Kicks it out to Alex, back to Parker. Parker at the wing, throws it inside to Wells. Wells gives it back to Parker Toon. Parker Toon in traffic, goes up, can't get it. Tipped by Wells, tried to get a tip in, it won't go. Pulled down by Crony. Mansfield at the other end. Usri's going to drive in, kicks it out. Back up, pull-up jumper, no good for Mansfield. Mansfield's going to pressure off missed shots. That's how they get a lot. The 2 games before, they get a lot of points off just quick pressure off a missed basket. Eagles at the other end. Parker Toon gets it to Paxton Hunter. Back out to Parker. Parker puts it on, pulls up at the elbow, and can't get it to roll in. Rebound taken by Kellen Campbell. Campbell will bring it down the floor. Campbell starts it at the wing. Here comes a 3 that hits the rim. No good. Rebound, Alex Toon. 0-0, 6:50 to go in the first. Toon out top. Mansfield. They're going to play man-to-man. They watch the Hartville tape. Get pass into the corner. Baseline run by Parker. Bounces it to Paxton. Paxton's fouled. He'll shoot 2. You got to do that.
That's where you have to attack, in the post. because once you make that dribble drive, all the defense has to collapse to the drive, and then you have the kids like Paxton Hunter or Drayton Wells that's going to be on the offside that has to, they have to cash in here tonight.
Use your football mentality of the contact and the physicality
yep.
of it.
And hit the hole.
And
I
hit
mean,
the hole.
Just hit it hard.
Second free throw's good. Paxton makes them both. 2-0, 6:30 to go. Lions with the basketball. They get it inside to Hedrick. Hedrick tosses it back out top to Usry. Usry's going to drive in. Splits two defenders, blocked by Wells, picked up by Alex Toon. Toon will be followed, picked up by Usry in the backcourt. Ellett catches off the tip, gets it right back to Alex Parker. Parker looks to make a move, gets it to Hunter. Hunter in traffic throws it out to Wells. Don't take that shot. Alex Toon backs up behind the volleyball line. They'll pitch it back to Ellett. Ellett off to Alex Toon. Back to Ellett. They'll just yo-yo it back and forth. Now they'll shift sides and goes back and forth. High post, Parker Toon. Parker Toon loses it, gathers it back up. He's going to get, they're double-teaming
yeah,
him. Skip pass across to Parker. Back to Alex. Here's a three, deep three. That's off the mark, picked up by Toon. Parker Toon in traffic goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Wells, taken away. And here come the Lions. Kellen Campbell's drive. And we got a foul. I think that's going to be on Parker, not Drayton, I think.
Nope, they got the big man. And it's nothing wrong with, like, from the waist up. It's the body that he gets into, you know,
mm-hmm.
whenever the both the offensive and defensive go up. It's the body contact, not so much the blocking of the shot.
First free throw is good by Kellen Campbell. 2-1, 5:10 to go in the first. Second free throw is up, and that's good. 2-2. 5:05 to go in the first. High post. Free throw line. Parker goes up, shoots too strong off the glass. Wells puts
good.
It back in.
Good offensive board. Kept the ball up high. Made a little shot fake and the easy putback.
Lions work it with Campbell. Campbell to Usry. Usry back out top to Campbell. Ooh, that's a mismatch. Now they'll dish it off inside. Short jumper off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. I like how Liberty is crashing.
Yes.
You know,
they're making all the adjustments and crashing the boards hard. A lot harder than we've seen in the last two games here.
4-2, 4:26 to go in the first. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. Parker Toon's fouled. That's going to be on Jace Hedrick. That's his first, second team foul. Again, they get it to the wing. Ellett for three off the rim. No good. And here come the Mansfield Lions. That time Liberty didn't attack the board. Foul, they're going to call Alex Toon.
Yeah, they're going to get Alex Toon on a reach in there. He was looking to get a tie-up for a jump ball.
Second team foul, first for Alex Toon. 4:06 to go in the first. Mansfield throws it out top. It's caught by Crony. Crony puts it on the floor, working against Parker Toon. And going to shoot two now. Foul under the basket. And that's just what Mansfield will keep doing. They'll
yep.
just keep grinding it in there. Liberty's going to have to play defense with their feet.
Yep.
Not slapping it, you know.
You're going to get Paxton Hunter on that foul.
That's his first, team foul number three. At the line, shooting two, Fisher Crony. First one is no good. Halfway through the first. first substitution, Caden Young for the Lions checks in. He wears number 10. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. The one-point ball game. It's going to be something else, you know, how Liberty uses their bench, because this could take a lot out of you, this type of game. Yeah, keeping players fresh. Carter Ellett hands it back off to Alex Toon. High post off to Paxton Hunter. I'd like to see Paxton face the rim when he catches that. Paxton gets it back. Short jumper, front of the iron. Ellett follows the shot. Now it's on the floor, and we got a jump ball. Probably will be the call. Possession arrow, Mansfield. 3:29 on the clock, 4-3. You know, I like what Coach Harrell's doing, how he's, you know, starting it. But I think that, you know, when we get a high post, you need to at least look at the basket.
Yeah, look at the basket in your wings. You're going to have to have cutters coming in off the
You can't see them if you got your back to them. Mansfield with the basketball. They'll bring it out top to Campbell. Campbell uses the dribble, goes into the corner to Crony. He shoots the three, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker Toon takes it all the way down. He's fouled. He'll shoot two, and that's going to be on Crony.
Yeah, wasn't sure if they were going to get a foul or a goaltend there.
The new rule that the officials are to enforce, you cannot touch the backboard. The ball can be a total miss, but if you slap, hit the backboard, it's a bucket. First one is good. Team foul number three. Both teams with three team fouls. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Parker makes them both. Bringing it down the floor for the Lions, Jace Hedrick. Hedrick starts it on the right side to Proats. Proats brings it out top to Crony. Crony back across to Hedrick. Hedrick picked up by Alex Toon. Now they get it inside. Looking slapped away.
They get Paxton Hunter on the reach.
Paxton Hunter picking up his second. Now Liberty's going to need to look to the bench, possibly, you know, 2:38 to go. Maybe get Paxton a little break.
Yeah, get a Cooper Holden or Brian Thompson.
I think Brian Thompson would, you know, is he ready for this? That would be the thing, you know. But there's only one way to find out.
you think or swim.
Oh, this is I thought that was on the floor.
Well, it's I don't know.
No. So, shooting free throws. Crony makes the first one.
Wow.
That wasn't on a shot. So, 6-4 now. Crony's second free throw. It is up, and it's no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon. Parker Toon at the wing. Parker has the dribble. Turns it over. Not very, you know, trying to get it to...
Trying to get in well, but the angle's not right.
No.
You need to make an extra pass.
Here's Campbell with the short jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Wells. Parker Toon from the free throw line. Up, no good. Tip over the back. It's going to be on Liberty. Ellett.
So that will be the
shooting. So at the line to shoot a couple. Kellen Campbell, senior for Mansfield. First one is up and in. I look for Mansfield to possibly if it's a made shot. And it is.
There it is.
Toon, he's got two defenders back there. There it was,
right
there.
Get somebody to the middle.
Paxton Hunter with the basketball out top. Brings it back to Toon. Toon at the volleyball line. 1:43 to go. Toon with the pull-up jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Probst. Here come the Lions. That's a walk.
Oh, that is a walk.
Shot no good. Rebound Wells. Wells gets it to Parker. All right. Alex Toon gets it to Parker. Here's a three, and it's good. 9-6 Liberty. 1:15 to go in the first. Off on the left side. Probst brings it out top to Young. Young skips it across into the corner. Campbell for three. Off the rim, no good. And a foul. That's going to be two on Ellett. Carter Ellett with two. Paxton Hunter with two.
Yeah, Ellett had the position. He just lost the ball on that.
So will Liberty go to
rebound?
First quarter, 59 seconds. I just hate to see Paxton or Carter pick up a cheap foul under a minute to go. We're going to need them the entire game. And here comes Cooper Holden.
He's going to get Ellett.
Second one is no good. Cooper gets the rebound. So it stays 9-6. Parker Toon catches. Skips it to Holden. Back out top to Alex. Across to Parker. And Parker has his pocket pick. Bounce pass, shot up, and a foul. The thing about Mansfield, they play defense low. And
so they got it. Oh, they got Cooper Holden on that foul.
That's his first. 37 seconds to go. First one is no good.
Well, Mansfield has struggled from the free throw line here in this first quarter.
Mansfield
kept Liberty in the.
Mansfield doesn't have a field goal. All their points have come from the free throw line. 9-7, two-point ball game. Liberty with the lead and the basketball, 33 seconds to go. Toon gets it to Cooper. Back to Alex Toon. Over to Parker Toon. There he was. Parker brings it back out. Skips it across to Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden turns it over. Layup good. And that is with the bucket, Usri. High post. Bounce pass to Parker. Parker Toon for three. It's good. At the buzzer. So after one, Liberty 12, Mansfield 9. We'll take 60 seconds, come right back. It's the Liberty Eagles on the Fox 96.9.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
All right, welcome back. 12-9, Liberty after one. And it will be Liberty basketball to start the second. Cooper Holden stays on the floor. Drayton Wells, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, and Paxton Hunter. Alex Toon gets the double team. You had to see that coming. Now Cooper Holden gets the double team. Good split. Gets it to Parker. And Parker travels.
I've got that at 3. I got it at 5.
Oops.
We had a couple early in that flurry.
How many does Mansfield have?
2.
Mansfield with the basketball. Usry catches at the wing. Into the corner for a 3. It's good. And that is Kellen Campbell. 12-12 now. 7:30 to go in the half. Parker soon catches. Oh, nice move. Goes up, shoots. He's fouled. And now Parker will shoot 2. Could that be on Kellen Campbell?
22.
That's Fisher Crony's second.
Parker holding to shoot 2.
Parker Toon.
Or Parker Toon. I said Holden, didn't I?
Well, Parker is listening, so.
You're at the free throw line, bub.
Parker Toon makes the first one. Second one, that's going to hit the back of the iron. No good.
And the rebound taken by Mansfield. Usry out top. Throws it into the corner. Here comes a 3. That's good.
Mansfield can score in bunches.
Oh, yeah. Now they're starting to trap and jump. Just like that right there, another turnover and a layup. 2 more for Fisher Crony. Parker catches on the baseline to Wells. Wells back to Parker. Parker's he's going to be fouled. That's going to be on number 10, Caden Young. 17-13 now, Mansfield up by 4. Alex Toon will inbound. And substitution, checking in is Owen Rhodes, 23. Rhodes comes in for Fisher Crony. Toon brings it to Parker. And there's a hold that'll be against Mansfield.
I think they're going to
get 23.
Owen Rhodes on that.
Yep, yep. His first.
Cooper Holden will inbound.
And they throw it out top to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter back to Alex Toon. Wells catches it high. Deep 3, boom, for Alex Toon, his second 3. 17-16, Mansfield by 1, they have the basketball. Usry dishes it off to Young. Campbell out top. Campbell in the corner. Here's a wide open 3.
That's a deuce.
Oh, it's 2? Okay.
Yeah, he was on the line.
And that was, who was that that made it?
10.
Okay. And Liberty takes it down low and loses it out of bounds, another turnover. Mansfield. Just under 6 minutes to play in the half. Young, or Usry that is, over to Hedrick. Campbell. Campbell out top. Bounces it into the corner. Looks for a drive. The one-hander goes up, no good. Wells with the rebound and throws it away. Shot put up, no good. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Mansfield. Well, I said it earlier, Liberty has got to be aware Mansfield's going to jump everything. Rebounds,
yeah.
You know, you.
Yeah, as soon as the rebound is taken, they're jumping the passing lanes.
Campbell gets the inbound. Out top to Young. Young gets it back. Campbell now, left side. They get it inside. Shot fake. Out of bounds. And it'll be Liberty basketball.
Good block there by Wells.
Court vision in a game like this. Man, your court vision's got to be as good as ever. Alex Toon, there's a couple there, and they throw it away. The trap, They set it. It works. Shot goes up. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Gets it to Parker, too. Parker is fouled at the timeline. And that's by Jace Hedrick. Right now, Liberty is shook.
Yeah, they're trying to go too fast. Run your post break.
Right.
Keep a guy in the middle. They want you to go to the side and just get across half court and stop.
Brian Toon checks in for Liberty.
Thompson.
Everybody's a Toon. How's that? Starts with the T. Parker. Oh, Parker throws it away. Another turnover. Boy, turnovers starting to add up for Liberty.
Yeah.
Here's a three in the corner. And Thompson with the rebound. Gets it to Alex. Alex works the right side. Takes it in. Goes up. Feeds it to Paxton Hunter for two.
He gets the shot block. Gets it. Corrals it back. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter lays it in.
19-18. Mansfield by one. 4:24 to go. We'll take a break. Come back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right, welcome back. 4:24 to go in the half. 19-18, Mansfield by one, and they have the basketball. Tossing it in on the baseline, Jace Hedrick. Hedrick brings it in to Usri. Usri gives it back to Hedrick. Hedrick picked up out top by Ellis. Campbell catches, kicks it outside to the corner. A three in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Wells. That time Wells secured it. Let things kind of sort out. Got it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon.
And
throws it away.
Over. 12.
Trying to throw it so far that, you know, it's
yeah.
Spacing. 19-18 still. Mansfield. Campbell working against Alex Toon. Over to Usri. Usri will bring it out between the circles. He'll push it out to Proats. Proats taken away. Liberty gets the steal. Parker Toon with it. And then Parker's going to be fouled by Usri. Liberty hasn't quite adjusted to the speed.
No, they haven't.
Of Mansfield. You know, this is not Couch.
They don't play like a normal big team because, I mean, they can match up with Liberty size, but they can flat run the floor, too.
Shooting two, Parker Toon, 3:31 on the clock, makes the first one.
I mean, you don't score in the 90s in your first two games by running offensive sets, you know, half-court sets.
If you score 90, you got to be getting up and down.
Oh, you're up and down. You're causing turnovers. And
I think Liberty needs to keep it a low-scoring game, you know, slow it down. And second one is no good. Rebound taken by Crony. Crony will hand it off to Proats. Proats gets it to Campbell. Campbell picked up by Parker, too. Here's a three thrown up. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. Hunter gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon to Ellett. Ellett hands it back to Alex. tipped out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Alec has a try to zip it
in. Yeah, it was a good look.
Wells.
He had Wells coming out around on the baseline to the low block, and ball just got deflected out.
Ellett will inbound. And he throws it into the backcourt to Alex Toon. 19-19, just under 3 minutes to go in the half. Parker Toon will catch. Gets it back to Alex. High post. Paxton Hunter. Parker Toon catches back at the wing. Brings it back out top to Alex. Back off to Parker. Parker fields it back to Alex. Ellett. High post. Paxton Hunter from the elbow. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Wells. Take it to the rim.
He was kind of being held there. I thought they were going to get a foul.
I did too.
On Campbell, but
shot put up, no good. Rebound, Mansfield at the other end. Hedrick.
Oh.
And they're going to say, wanted to hook.
They're going to get a Ellett. They're going to get Ellett for his third, but I agree with Coach Harrell. I mean, offensive
hooked
player
him.
Had him, you know, hooked around the waist where he couldn't get away from him.
19-19, 2:17 to go. Mansfield with the basketball.
Liberty's matched up man-to-man here.
Campbell.
Croats.
Out top. Here's a three. Count it. For Caden Young, his second three, he's got 8 points, 22-19, Mansfield. Alex Toon with the one-hander, good. 22-21, Mansfield, and they have the basketball. Approach in the corner to Campbell. Oh, that
can't
an
leave
easy
feet.
Bucket right there for Kellen Campbell. Is
can't leave your feet.
Shot fake and easy layup. 24-21 now, Mansfield. Driving in.
And they're calling offensive foul on Paxton Hunter.
Yep, that's his third.
That's going to be his third.
So Paxton's got to come out.
And going to get Hefner. Ooh. Hefner coming in off the bench. Going to give Paxton Hunter a breather. Roger going to get his
is he
get his first taste of the moment.
24-21, 1:23 to go. Now Alex Toon picks up his second. Fouls are starting to pile up. Inbounding will be Haven Proach. He'll toss it in to Young. Young gets it to the left wing, back out top to Croats. Croats rolls it over to Campbell. Campbell goes baseline. He'll kick it out. Croats will reset. Now they go inside. Turnaround jumper, good. Hits
tough,
it.
Tough shot.
Yeah.
That's
Jake
tough.
Hedrick. 26-21. Mansfield. Parker Toon drives in and a foul on the floor. And that's going to be Jace Hedrick. That's his third.
I don't know. It's like we'll go through spells, but this game goes back and forth pretty good. And then they, you know, two or three trips, they really tighten up and start calling a bunch of fouls.
First free throw is up and in for Parker. He'll get another. 26-22, 51 seconds to go. In the half, second free throw is up, and that one's good. Well, thank God, Alex, these officials, they kind of lost control of the game before.
Yeah.
So they're
really trying to keep this one under wraps.
Mansfield with the basketball. Young gets it to Proach. Proach back to Young. Usri catches. Usri gets it to Young. Now they go inside, handoff. Young loses it, gets it back, and it's stolen by Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up and scores. What a move by Parker Toon. 26-25, 16 seconds to go. Campbell and a foul on the floor. And hey, Hefner, that's
That's great.
That's fine.
That's great. Yep.
That's a good
foul. Good job, Roger. He was in a good position there.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, kind of had a loose ball there underneath. And
now watch. Here's a set play. You know it's coming. Inbounding. Young for Mansfield. Throws it way out top. And Hefner picks up his second. And now shooting two.
No, they got Alex Toon. That's going to be Toon's third.
So Alex Toon with three. Carter Ellett with three. Paxton Hunter with three. I would get, well, 10 seconds. Yeah.
So.
Shooting two. Haven Prokes for Mansfield. First one is up, and it's no good. Brian Thompson's going to check in. And Brian will come in. Also coming in is Titus Jester.
He's going to get Hefner.
Well, made free throw. They're going to, I look for Mansfield to really throw the pressure on. Mansfield's going to send in Braden Stewart, 33, for Kellen Campbell. seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good. Alex Toon with the basketball. Goes up high. Can't get it to go. Brian Toon over, or Brian Thompson over the back. And Mansfield will shoot two more. You caught up in the moment. You want to try and make something happen, but, you know, you got to kind of keep your wits about you.
Yep.
Kind of understand
what's going on.
Situation. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have the position, just go straight up and play defense.
First free throw by Stewart is no good. 3.6 seconds to go. Second free throw by Stewart is on the way. It is up, and it's good. 3-point ball game with 3.6 seconds to go. Alex Toon catches at the volleyball line, throws one up off the rim, no good. So, one half of basketball, Mansfield 28, Liberty 25. The winner gets Bunker tomorrow night at 6:30. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and keep your first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking, at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Hi, welcome back. 28-25 at the half. Mansfield with the lead. Going through the scoring for Mansfield, Jace Hedrick with two. Caden Young, 8. Malachi Usery with 3. Haven Prokes with 1. Fisher Froney, 5. Kellen Campbell, 8. Braden Stewart with 1. Edfield turned it over four times, scored 9 in the first, 19 in the second. Liberty scoring, Parker Toon with 11, Alex Toon with 8, Paxton Hunter with 4, Drayton Wells with 2. Liberty scored 12 in the first, 13 in the second, and they turned it over 12 times. But the storyline of the half is Alex Toon, 3 fouls, Carter Ellett, 3 fouls, Paxton Hunter, 3 fouls. On the other side, Jace Hedrick for Mansfield has 3 fouls, Fisher Crony with 2. Mansfield did a good job, Coach Campbell did a good job getting those guys out.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of protecting them. Liberty, you know, we kind of ran with what we had, and it kind of bit us square in the rear end.
Yeah, right there at the last, about the last minute and a half of that half, you know. We were poised to do, you know, put ourselves right back in the heat of this, which, I mean, you're only down 3, so, I mean,
right. You know, here comes the turnovers. Turnovers are crazy. Liberty has not dealt with that. You know, we need to just settle down, because we have not handled the basketball very well at all, and a lot of it, we're kind of self-imposed because Mansfield is going to jump missed shots. They're going to jump you on inbound. It's not a press, but there's going to be somebody on you, and then someone's going to come running at you.
Yeah, and like there's a bunch of turnovers that Liberty's had that's been between the volleyball lines at half court.
Exactly.
You know, they're just trying to force passes into lanes that they're jumping.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting on those routes just like a secondary person does in football, you know.
I would like to see Alex just go.
Yeah, him and Parker Toon both.
Yeah, just go. Just go. Don't worry about trying. Get it to your end of the floor.
If you get
you
in trouble,
somebody needs to come
in the middle of the floor, you've got to release. You know, whether it's Paxton Hunter, sometimes it's Parker Toon, whichever side that they bring the ball up on, but just, I mean, it's like we're running with our hair on fire
right here
in this first
half.
Well,
and, you know, Liberty's trying to pass it, you know, they're trying to make consistent 40-feet passes,
yeah.
You know, 30-foot, 25-foot passes, and Mansfield has the length and the athleticism.
They're too long, dude. Yeah, I mean, they're extremely long.
But it's a 3-point ball game.
Oh, yeah, we're right where we need to be.
28-25. I have worry and concerns about the foul trouble.
Yeah,
Paxton Hunter, 3. Carter Ellett, 3. Alex Toon, 3.
We'll see how deep Coach Harrell wants to get into that bench here, how early.
I don't think he has much of a choice.
No,
he's going to have to. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Well, what a cold day it's been across the Ozarks for today. Dylan Groves here in the Weather Center with you, filling in tonight for Dan. As we look at tonight's forecast, we're going to be dropping down to an overnight low of 15 degrees. A little bit of a warm-up for the day tomorrow, sunny and 41, and then we'll drop to an overnight low of 25 degrees Tuesday night with partly cloudy skies. Find more weather anytime at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Serving the Ozarks for over 75 years. Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.
Reporting for News Team 7, this is Jim Lambert. A 39-year-old Ava man is facing multiple felony charges following a reported domestic assault last week. According to a probable cause affidavit, Sean Mason allegedly caused several visible injuries to a female victim while she was holding their infant son. Authorities say Mason also took the victim's phone and unplugged the home's Wi-Fi router in an attempt to prevent outside communication. Mason was initially taken into custody for a 24-hour investigative hold. He is now formally charged with three felonies: second-degree domestic assault, first-degree endangering the welfare of a child, and attempting to tamper with a victim in a felony prosecution. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to start the new year outdoors with a first-day hike on January 1st. Two nearby state parks are participating. Bryant Creek State Park near Ava will host a hike from noon until 3:15, while Montauk State Park near Salem will offer hikes from 1 a.m. through noon. Registration and information for both hikes is available through their respective online links. The first-day hike program encourages healthy exercise and a positive connection with nature as the new year begins. Arkansas will see a change at the grocery store when the new year arrives. Sales tax on groceries is set to be eliminated, making those shopping for vegetables, breads, and proteins pay a bit less at the register. Sugary items like candies will still be taxed, giving shoppers further incentive to make healthier choices in 2026. In addition to the grocery tax change, Arkansas will see other regulation updates next year, including changes to insurance coverage for treatments of severe obesity and adjustments to SNAP benefits for able-bodied recipients.
Serving the Ozarks for over 75 years. Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Alright, welcome back. 28-25, Mansfield by 3.
Area scores from today: Hartville beats West Plains in the blue and gold 65-38. Willow knocks off Stockton in overtime 74-73. Willow plays Parkview at 4 o'clock tomorrow on KUKU. And West Plains will play Branson, O.P. McBride, at 4
West
o'clock.
West Plains Lady Girls.
West Plains Boys
plays Branson.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be fun. Ozark Mountain Conference meets up. Liberty gets the ball to start this second half. Parker Toon. Carter Ellett for three. It's good.
Get a spark from the freshman there.
Needed it. Ties it up. 28. Mansfield with the basketball. Malachi Ussery gets it to Prost. Now they go to the baseline. Reverse layup.
Boy, that looked good. Good defense.
Yeah. Wells picks up his second. And that's going to put Fisher Crony at the line. Shooting two.
I just thought of the way you swatted
He may have got some hand, but, I mean, you know, we're just watching it live. It looked good. Kept good body control, good position.
First one, no good. Crony gets another. It's up, and that one is good. Mansfield by one. Alex Toon cheats over to the far side of the floor, now brings it back to the middle, bounces it to Parker. Parker takes it in, the one-hander, front of the rim, no good. Loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by Proch. Mansfield brings it the other direction, gets it to Campbell. Campbell's going to drive in, kicks it out to Proch for three, and it's good. 32-28. Mansfield. Parker Toon to Alex Toon. Mansfield kind of pushing Alex further and further away. Paxton Hunter will give it right back at the free throw line. Parker Toon, and again, you're not aware of what's going on around you, and you turn it over.
13 turnovers for Liberty.
And it, you kind of got to, your teammates need to help you out as well and talk. So, Mansfield takes it away from Liberty, 638, 32-28, Mansfield. Campbell takes it in, dishes off to Proch. Proch shot's blocked, gets it back, blocked again, and Wells comes up with it. Parker Toon is going to bring it down the floor, kicks it to Alex Toon. Alex.
He was wanting,
he wanted
the back door.
Yep. Paxton Hunter will give it up to Alex Toon, and he'll give it right back to him. Parker Toon now spins it over to Alex. Alex, a deep three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound on Wells, and Wells is going to be fouled. I think that's going to be on Proch. It is.
Yep.
That's his first. Liberty basketball on the baseline. 6:04 to go in the third. 32-28. Wells catches. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Hunter. Hunter puts it in. Paxton Hunter now with six. 32-30. Tipped out of bounds by Parker at the other end. It'll stay with Mansfield. Hedrick brings it in to Young. Over to Proch. Proch brings it out top. Gives it back to Young. Young spins it down to Crony. Here's a three that goes up and no good. Ellett with the rebound. Parker two. Works the left side. Finds Paxton Hunter. Parker Toon for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kellen Campbell. Campbell's going to push it. Gives it up to Proch. Proch at the wing. Gets by Alex Toon. Rolls it over to Campbell in the corner. Here's a three. That's up, no good. Rebound taken by Parker Toon. 32-30. Alex Toon to the wing. Parker Toon catches. Back to Alex Toon. Thought about the three. Resets out top with Paxton Hunter. Paxton will give it to Alex. Alex over to Parker. 32-30. Parker going to drive in. Pulls it back out to Alex.
Nobody's moving.
No. And not paying attention.
Yeah.
Unforced error.
Yeah,
Paxton just turned and
he went to
was saying something.
He was turned listening and Alex threw the ball.
Unforced error. 32-30. Mansfield with the basketball. Caden Young brings it. Loose basketball and Ellett gets it. Long pass to Alex Toon and Alex gets the layup. Tied up at 32. Kellen Campbell in the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. He'll get it across the timeline. Liberty will reset. 32 all, halfway through the third. Alex picks it up. Gets it to Paxton. Paxton gives it back to Alex. High post to Wells.
Oh, make that move.
Go to the basket.
It's he had
on one.
He had him. Made a good shot fake.
Alex Toon out top. Gets the screen. Blocked shot and a foul. And Alex will shoot three. And that foul is on Kellen Campbell. That's his second. 3:38 clock stops. Liberty will shoot three free throws. First free throw is good. Two more. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. And substitution, Caden Young comes out, checking back in, Malachi Usri. 10 goes out, 11 comes in. Alex Toon, third free throw, is up, and he makes all three.
When Liberty gets a timeout here.
3:38, 35, 32, Liberty. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, welcome back. 35-32, 3:38 to go in the third. Liberty with the lead, and it will be Mansfield basketball. Liberty with the timeout. What do you think Coach Harrell was drawing up?
Rebounding.
Yeah. Proach brings it down the floor. Proach will start it with Usri. Usri pulls up from 10 feet. Front of the iron, no good. Oh, and a push against Mansfield. Liberty basketball.
Liberty jumped into a man-to-man right there.
That's four on Jace Hedrick. So Hedrick comes out, and back in is Caden Young.
Yeah, Liberty came in and matched up through that. Kind of had Mansfield on their heels.
Alex Toon gets it across the timeline. Here comes double team. Wells back to Alex. Alex is fouled. And that's going to be Malachi Usri.
His second.
Yep.
They're turning up the pressure on Alex's ball handling.
Yep. And this time they'll bring it into Parker Toon. There he was. Parker. Almost turns it over, picks it back up, goes up, shoots, can't get it to fall, tips, and it's going to be Mansfield basketball. Nice rebound. Fisher Crony got his hand on it. Now they'll get it to Campbell at the other end. Inside, shot up, high off the glass, no good, tips, and coming up with it is Alex Toon. 35-32, Liberty. 2:40 to go in the third. Toon.
I'm not sure
that was.
They're going to get Drayton Wells on the screen out top. But, you know,
sir,
Drayton, they're saying he kind of threw his hip out. But as a ball handler, like Alex Chu's job is to run that guy off of that screen to where that screen doesn't have to move.
So foul number three for Wells. 2:25 to go. Mansfield kicks it inside. Double team. Kick out. Usri brings it back out to Campbell. Campbell starts it with Young out top. Young working against Alex Toon. Tosses it into the corner. Caught by Crony. Crony brings it out to Proach out top. 2:05 to go. Kellen Campbell baseline. Jumper's good. You can't defend that.
No, you've got to match up out of that zone and always know where he's at.
35-34. Parker Toon gets it to Alex Toon. A deep three hits the rim. That was at the Bulldog lettering. And now Mansfield with a chance to take the lead. Campbell inside.
I think they're going to get Wells.
Wells is going to pick up his fourth.
No, they got Carter Eller. That would be his fourth.
Gamble shoot two. Yes. 35-34, 1:34 to go in the third. First free throw is good.
You got Ellett with four, Alex Toon with three, Paxton Hunter with three, Drayton Wells with three.
Second free throw is good. He makes them both. 36-35, Mansfield. Paxton Hunter catches. He'll bring it across the timeline. Spins it to Parker Toon. Parker gets to Ellett. Nice feed inside. Score up, Drayton. Oh, Paxton Hunter gets the rebound. It's blocked. And here come the Mansfield Lions. Drayton waited. He hesitated. And paying for it at the other end as they shoot over the top of him. Crony puts it in. Boy, that you ain't going to get as many good looks like that in a game like this. Alex Toon, Euro step, goes up and in for two. 38-37, 50 seconds to go in the third. Mansfield with the lead and the basketball. Approach to Usry. Usry zips it inside. And Liberty. Getting beat bad underneath.
Yeah, defense kind of went to sleep there. Low man on the zone didn't shift.
Parker Toon bounces it underneath the Wells. Wells gets two. 40-39. Mansfield picks the pace up.
And we got a shoe
untied. So
equipment malfunction.
Well, I'm just wondering if that's not being, because we see that a lot. And so shoe's going to be tied. It's tied. Now we'll clock stops, and that gets Ellett out with those four fouls, and Cooper Holden in. 20 seconds to go. One-point ball game. Mansfield with the lead and the basketball. Broach will catch it out top. Picked up by Alex Toon. Gets by Alex.
There it is.
That's the second time
that it's happened out top. Alex got called for the block the first time, and we got the offensive foul.
And Cooper Holden will come out. Brian Thompson comes in. And now,
got 8 seconds here. Yeah.
Mansfield has got some pressure. You got 8 seconds. You can't wait. Parker down to 3 seconds. Pulls it up. And that's the buzzer. Won't fall. So, Mansfield leads by one after three, 40-39. As we head to the final 8 minutes of regulation in the semifinals, the winner gets Bunker. We're back in 60 seconds on the Fox 96.9.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right, welcome back, 40-39. Been three real good quarters of basketball.
So they get Paxton Hunter.
And Paxton picks up his fourth away from the ball. Out top, here's a three off the rim, no good. Parker Toon gets the rebound, gets it to Alex. Alex gets it to Parker.
Parker is going to be fouled. That's going to be on three on Malachi.
Yeah, three. I thought that was a kid that had four.
No, that's Hedrick. I think he's still on the bench. Alex to inbound on the baseline. Throws it to Wells. Wells goes up and in for two. 6 points for Wells. A whistle.
Volleyball Caps again.
41-40, Liberty. Mansfield basketball. Inbound to Malachi Usry. Usry picked up by Alex Toon. They get it to Campbell. Campbell working against Cooper Holden. And Cooper is going to get hit with the foul. Campbell's quick on quick.
Yeah,
the dribble. And
very
long.
Quick. Very quick off the dribble.
That's two on Cooper.
I like that matchup, though. Cooper holding on him.
Usry brings it in to Young. Young gives it up. Throats wide open for three. Up, no good. Rebound taken by Mansfield. Put back, no good. Rebound, Drayton Wells. Cooper Holden has to give it up. Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it into the corner to Paxton Hunter.
Yeah, Liberty gets a timeout here. Kind of settle everything down. Everything was kind of getting a little crazy.
Yep. 6:53 to go in regulation. 41-40. Liberty will take 30 seconds. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Semifinal Kabul Holiday Tournament basketball. Paxton Hunter gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper hands it off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker Toon bounces it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter is fouled. That's on number 10, Caden Young. That's his second. Team foul, number two. Liberty basketball on the baseline. 6:40 to go. Alex Toon, throw it in. Seen that coming all day long. And a foul, that's on Parker.
Goaltending.
So Usry gets the bucket. And it's 42-41. Pressure being applied by Mansfield. Liberty is struggling with it. Ball handlers are just kind of getting jumped and got to have an idea where you want to go with it before you get to your spot. High post, Parker Toon. Parker Toon into the corner to Cooper. Cooper brings it back to Alex Toon. Reverse it. Parker Toon drives, goes up, can't get it to fall. Campbell with the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Campbell finds Young. Young misses the shot and a foul. That's going to be on Caden Young. His third team foul. So checking back in, Chase Hedrick. He's got four fouls. He's one of their leading scorers, too. Alex Toon walking it down the floor, gets some separation, rolls it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon spins in the paint, goes up, knocks it down.
43-42, Liberty.
5:35 to go in regulation. Haven Proats for the Lions. Cheats to the left wing. Rolls it out top. It's caught by Crony. Crony finds Usry.
Inside.
Good in.
Yep.
Interior pass right there by Campbell.
Crony for two. 44-43, Mansfield. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex at the Bulldog circle. Turns it over.
Turns it over.
Well, Liberty is just not handling pressure at all.
No.
I thought we'd be a little better, you know,
yeah,
ball handling.
Kind of, you know, the farther we're getting into this season, it's like you really, we're looking at first two game mistakes.
Yeah. Throws for the Lions. They're up by one. Campbell catches in the corner, and Mansfield turns it over. Liberty gets away with the double dribble. Bounce pass to Parker. Parker works against Campbell, knocked away out of bounds, and will stay with Liberty. Both these teams, Mansfield looks a little more tired than they have the previous two games.
They have.
Paxton Hunter to inbound. Gets it to Carter Elliott. Elliott. And again,
Alex Toon
turns it over. So,
18 turnovers.
Pressure, well, and you know, if you're a guard, you gotta know.
Oh, you know it's coming.
You know it's coming. Croaks with the basketball for Mansfield. Feeds it inside, gets it right back, blocked by Wells. Wells, Carter Elliott, Paxton Hunter, pressure from behind. Out top to Parker. Parker Toon looks for a lane. And he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, Campbell.
That may be, is that on Campbell,
Campbell
or number five? Nope,
Campbell.
That's on Campbell.
So it's going to be his third. So Liberty's going to be shooting from here on out.
Here on out. 4:13 to go, 1-point ball game, 44-43. And there's a foul, and that's going to be on Proats on the floor, 14. That's his third. And that will put Paxton Hunter at the line. He'll shoot two. Paxton Hunter, a junior for the Liberty Eagles at the line. First one is no good. So to tie it up now with 4:12 on the clock in the fourth. It is up, and that one's good. We have a tie ball game.
4:10 left.
Young gets it inside. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon loses it, gets it back, takes it inside, front of the rim for two.
There you go, Parker.
46-44 Liberty. 3:45 to go. Croats out top. Croats works the right side to Young. Young dishes it into the corner. High post to Campbell. Campbell bounces it to Croats on the baseline.
That's a double dribble.
That's
a double dribble.
He was falling.
Yeah.
And they saw the foul on Alex Toon. Alex is like, I didn't do nothing. He fell into me. And it should have been a travel, but that's not the case. It's going to be Alex Toon picking up his fourth. Timeout, Mansfield. 3:32 to go. 46-44 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Part City.
How much time?
Mansfield triggering it in on the baseline. They get it to Campbell. That's Campbell blocks. Liberty basketball. And see, that's what happened, and they called a foul on Alex.
Yeah. Yep.
That was kind of because Alex was backpedaling and had stopped. So, Eagles will bring it in on the baseline. They find Parker Toon. Parker's going to be picked up by Jace Hedrick. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon, here comes the double team.
Double teamed out here.
And they find Wells. Wells back to Alex. Alex feeds it to Wells. Go, Drayton. Blocked shot. Campbell blocks it. 3 minutes to go. Tip, but controlled by Mansfield. Into the baseline. Prony. Here's a three by Prost. Up, no good. Ellett with the rebound. Ellett's going to run the floor. Goes up. Shoots.
Boy, attaboy.
There you go, Carter.
Freshman getting some here.
48-44, and a foul at the other end of the floor. That's
Parker.
That's
okay,
Parker's first.
And we got a timeout, Mansfield.
2:41 to go. 48-44 in Liberty. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, welcome back. 48-44, 2:41 to go in regulation. Liberty with the lead, Bakersfield with the ball.
Mansfield.
I said Bakersfield. Bakersfield on the sideline. And it will be Haven Probst inbound. He tosses it in to Hedrick.
Liberty matches up.
Off into the corner. Here's a three. Good. Big three by Caden Young. That thing had some arc on it. 1 point ball game. 48-47. Ellett. Parker Toon back across. Finds Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter tries to take it in. And they're going to say,
no, we're going to.
Yeah, it's going to be Liberty basketball. It's going to be Liberty basketball. Yeah.
That is the right call.
That's the right call.
It did go off Hunter's leg, but it also went off the foot
of Young.
Yes.
Number 10. Liberty to bring it in on the baseline. They go up, can't get it to fall. Rebound. Paxton Hunter! And the foul. Paxton can convert on the old-fashioned three.
That's a big possession right there.
48-47, 2:09 to go in regulation.
50-47.
And that's four on Kellen Campbell.
Boom.
And the old-fashioned three is good.
That was a big possession there by Liberty. Mansfield comes out, hits a three, make it a one-point game, and they answer right back with a...
Paxton comes out. Cooper Holden checks in.
Z
zips it to the corner. And
he's got to get his hands.
Yep. Cooper gets hit with his third. Team foul number five. And that will put Fisher Crony at the line. Fisher's got 12 points in the ball game. He can add to that right here. With 2:01 to go. Well, everybody stayed. Not many people have left, have they?
No, they've got to watch a good one.
First one is good. Paxton checks back in for Cooper Holden. Second one on the way. It's up, and it's no good.
Offensive rebound.
Offensive rebound. Zips it inside. Bounce other side. Shot goes up. No good. Kept alive by Mansfield. Campbell takes it. Bounces it inside. Shot up. No good. Blocked by Wells off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it across the timeline. Looks to make a move. Goes up and in for two. Parker Toon. 17 points in the game. 53-48. 92 seconds to go. Taking another timeout. Coming right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931. Serving your Licking hometown community. And is family owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking. At 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Welcome back, 53-48 Liberty. 1:32 in regulation on the clock.
Biggest lead of the night.
For either team.
Yeah, for either team.
Mansfield basketball. Caden Young finds Jace Hedrick. Hedrick out top. Gets it to Campbell. Campbell goes up. Shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Wells. Wells is fouled. Campbell's fouled out.
Yep.
Kellen Campbell has fouled out of the ball game with 12 points. And coming to shoot free throws, Drayton Wells. He'll shoot two with 1:20 to go. The winner of this game will play Bunker tomorrow night at 6:30. So, Mansfield's going to use their allotted time to
need the big man to knock down a couple right here. A
couple free throws right here would be titanic.
Yes.
There's a lot of time.
There's a lot of time.
First one is in and out. Timeouts remaining. Liberty has one. Mansfield has three. Second free throw by Drayton Wells is up, and that's no good. Rebound goes to Fisher Crony. Chase Hedrick with the basketball, takes it in, shoots, and scores. Timeout, Mansfield. Three-point ball game, 109. We'll keep it here. You know, now Mansfield, both teams are shooting free throws the rest of the way out.
Yep. They're going to play good, solid defense here in the backcourt.
Trap.
Try to get a turnover. See Paxton Hunter going to check back in for Liberty.
So, yeah, Liberty's got to be ready for the pressure that Mansfield is going to throw at them.
Because it's coming right now.
Yeah. If Liberty can get into their offense, you know.
Yeah, they got to get it across half court. And get set up, and then they have to foul.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to start fouling.
At Mansfield, they're probably saying, okay, you want to foul for, and I'm not picking on Drayton, but just what happened.
Yeah.
That's the guy they probably will allow to catch and then look for him to get fouled. Paxton Hunter.
throws it to Ellett. Ellett gets it to Paxton. Parker Toon gets it. And out of bounds.
There, we got a push.
Alex Toon goes to the line.
They were trying to foul.
Yeah.
Parker back here.
That's the fourth personal foul on Malachi Usry. And Alex Toon will shoot two with 101 to go in regulation. Liberty will just get back on defense. Now Paxton Hunter will stay on the block.
Gonna clean up a
little sweat.
Little sweat here.
Looks like Cooper Holden may be checking in. .101 remaining. 61 seconds in a 53-50 ball game, Liberty. Winner gets Bunker. Loser gets Norwood.
I really want the Bunker game.
Be fun, wouldn't it? Alex Toon at the line. First one's no good. Liberty has missed 4 free throws in the fourth. Could be up 7. Could be up 7, but
let's just get up 4.
Well, that's a 2-possession game. And the second one is good. 54-50, under a minute to go. Here's a drive. And we got a foul, they're saying, with his foot.
I think it's Parker, isn't it? I hope it's Parker.
Yep.
No, they got Carter Ellis.
Carter Ellis.
So that's going to be his fifth.
Carter's fouled out. Carter fouls out with 5 points. And checking back in, Paxton Hunter. Clock, the bad thing about it, the clock stops. The
clock stops.
And
cut into the lead with no time.
And Jace is money. First one is good. He'll get another. 54 seconds. To make it a 2-point ball game right here. Jace Hedrick, and he does.
Here comes the full court pressure.
Yep, Hedrick comes out. Usry checks in. There's too many defenders, not enough. Parker Toon catches, and he's fouled.
Should be
52nd.
Should be kind of almost intentional once they get by you and you just grab a hold of their waist.
Coates picks up his fourth, and Parker Toon will shoot two.
You got 54-50, Liberty leads with 50 seconds left.
First one is good. Checking back in, Jace Hedrick. Second free throw is on the way by Parker Toon. It's up, and that one is short. 3-point ball game. Long pass down the floor. Here's a wide open three. It's good. Owen Rhodes hits the three, and we are tied up with 42 seconds to go, and a timeout. Bakersfield. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement,
We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Eagles and the Lions. Full court pressure.
55-55. 42 seconds left.
And they get it to Parker Holden. Parker Holden turns it over. Now Liberty's got to come out after him. Out top, it's Caden Young. Clock's ticking down to 30 seconds. Tie ball game. They get it inside. They pull it back out. At the corner. Mansfield, they'll go for the last shot. That's how confident they are in their shooters. Down to 17 seconds. You don't want to foul. Timeout. Mansfield, 14 seconds to go. They're going to go for the last one. We'll keep it here. Liberty turns it over.
20 turnovers.
Yeah.
20.
We've kind of gotten into this, you know, we catch it and we wait for the defense to come to us.
Yeah.
Instead of, and it's tie ball game. Let's get it down here.
You know, I understand. It's like you want to catch it and go, but in a situation, catch it, reverse that ball, make that defense shift, even in the backcourt. I mean, it's the same mentality in the backcourt as it is down here playing in the half court. If you'll make that press shift, the speed that Liberty's guards have, all it takes is one or two passes in the backcourt, and it's broke. And you can get down the floor, and then they have to foul you or give you a wide-open layup.
Well, the table is set. 55-55. 14.6 seconds in regulation. The winner gets Bunker tomorrow night at 6:30. Alex Toon, Parker Toon, Drayton Wells, Paxton Hunter, and Cooper Holden on the floor for Liberty. And it is Mansfield basketball.
Liberty gonna match up right here. Watch for somebody breaking to the basket.
Looking to go into the backcourt. You don't want to foul. Here's a... Oh, that's a roll! Liberty gets the ball with 11 seconds. Mansfield turns it over. So now Liberty with the basketball. Checking in, Cole Horton, number 4. Paxton Hunter to inbound. Whoever gets it's just got to go and score. Ball pass down the floor to Parker Toon. Parker's fouled, and Parker will shoot two.
Liberty still has one timeout left.
And that's Malachi Usri's 5th. Malachi is fouled out. 5 points in the game for Usri. So, Parker Toon shooting 2. First one is no good.
Liberty's missed 8 free throws in the fourth.
I mean, if it turns out Liberty comes up short, that's all you got to look at.
Yeah.
Not
I mean,
the officials. Not
turnovers.
Anything.
Turnovers.
Not turnovers. Yeah. Even with the turnovers, you make free throws, you win. Second one is good. 9.2 seconds. You don't want to foul. They get it. Looking to drive in. Shot up. Liberty gets it. Hold the ball. Liberty wins.
Liberty wins.
Liberty
gets the ball. Going up to make the shot. Drayton Wells straight catches it. Liberty wins 56-55. Undefeated Mansfield.
Liberty will face Bunker tomorrow night right here on the Fox. At 6:30, Liberty knocks off state rank 9-0, Mansfield Lions by 1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll go through
game stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Hey, welcome back. Liberty defeats state ranked 9-0 Mansfield Lions by one in the Cabool Holiday Tournament semifinal game. 56-55. Going through the scoring for Mansfield, Chase Hedrick at 6, Caden Young with 11, Malachi Ussery with 5. Haven Proaks with 4, Fisher Crony 13, and Owen Rhodes with 3, Kellen Campbell with 12, and Braden Stewart with 1. For Liberty, leading all scorers, Parker Toon 19, Alex Toon 16, Carter Ellett with 5, Paxton Hunter with 10, Drayton Wells with 6. Liberty, had the largest lead of either team, but it got really shaky as the fourth quarter. Liberty could have really stretched it out, but they couldn't find the bucket from the free throw line, missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 missed free throws in the fourth. They were perfect in the third. They missed 2 in the second, and they were perfect in the first, but, tip your hat to the Liberty Eagles. They finished.
They finished. They found a way to win. They rebounded well. It looked like they had a different spark tonight.
Well,
there was kids really busting their humps on the glass.
Parker Toon played.
That's the best game. That's kind of his, what we've been waiting on for him.
The physicality. I mean, he was physical tonight. Paxton Hunter, 10 points, but he was physical tonight.
Drayton Wells. I mean, how many shots? He's like, he might not block the shot, but he's
misdirect.
But he's altering the way that they have to shoot. And I really didn't think that Mansfield would have as much problems with the inside game as they had tonight. I mean, they did not shoot the ball well from the outside, but their inside game was not what we'd watched the last two games.
Well, and again, give some credit to the defense of Liberty, again, doing a really good job. Best defense we've seen Liberty play this year.
Yeah.
Now, Liberty got in a little foul trouble, but as did Mansfield. It was a physical game, and, both teams struggled with it a little bit. The game prior to it, it got out of hand, so, the officials, they was not going to let that happen this game.
Yeah.
They really tightened it up, but, Liberty moves to 7-1, and they knock off a state-ranked undefeated team. Now, looking back, quickly, thinking back, Liberty's biggest win the last few years.
This is it. This is the biggest win.
In two years. Yeah. Liberty beat Norwood here in the championship game two years ago. That was a big win.
Yep.
When you can hang your hat and say, all right, who have you beat?
Who have you beat? Well, you haven't played anybody. You know, who have you beat? Well, Liberty knocked off Mansfield.
Yeah.
And now, on the other side of that, for you Mansfield Lion fans out there listening, look, you guys are going to be fine.
Oh, absolutely. I do not want to see Liberty play that Mansfield team again.
Well, we got another Bear to try and
this bunker matchup.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Boys and girls, that's going to be the game of the tournament, I would say.
The thing about it is, you know, both Liberty and Mansfield, they threw it all out there on the floor.
Yeah.
They're tired. I promise you, both these teams, they're going to sleep well tonight.
Yep.
Now, Bunker, Alton, or Norwood really played. That was a great 3.5, almost, almost 3/4 of really good basketball. Things kind of got away from Norwood in the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was, like, you know, we were talking, there was tempers flared, technical fouls, and, I mean, it got wild. It got wild.
Hey, but that's championship semifinal basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you got the best teams in the tournament playing each other right at the end of the night, and packed gyms. This is what it's all about.
So here's our schedule for tomorrow night. We'll have a 2 o'clock game, Eminence and Mammoth Spring. We'll have a 6:30 game, of course, Liberty and Bunker. And Mansfield, Norwood. And so it'll be, there's 4 games tomorrow. You got 2. You got Alton and Salem at 2 o'clock, Mammoth Spring, Eminence, 3:30, Salem, Alton. 5 o'clock, Mansfield Norwood, 6:30, Bunker Liberty.
That Mansfield Norwood game is going to be really, really good.
Well, their conference.
They're just right down the road from each other.
And both of them are going to be just a little bit ticked off.
Yeah, we're going to be a little chippy.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to watch some good basketball, right here is where you need to be tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be loaded with some good basketball, or we hope.
We hope, yeah.
So Liberty improves to 7-1 on the year, and they get number one in Class 1, Bunker. And Bunker's got the best player in the tournament. He's going to be a handful, you know. Now how Liberty will?
Well, they had 3 kids tonight that really played well.
Oh, well, there's more. There's
in that Norwood game that really kind of carried them through.
But Brennan Malloy, number 0, he's a player.
Yeah,
he is a player. But now Bunker's got more than just him. But Malloy is like a Derek Daniels. He can play every position. If you put a little guy on him, he's taking you to the rim. If you put a big guy, you know, he's gonna pull him out and take him off the dribble or shoot the 3. He's a complete player, so it'll be interesting to see what Liberty does against him. But Liberty gets the win by 1, 56-55. Liberty led after 1, 12-9. Mansfield led at the half, 28-25. Liberty led after 3, 40-39, and they get the win, 56-55. For Dylan back at the studio, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee, saying God bless, good night. We'll see you tomorrow night for more basketball from the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
You've been listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, See Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.